Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I want to welcome you out for another wonderful episode, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. But on top of that, guys, it's more than just creating this financial prosperity for yourself. It's about creating a life of legacy by being a rippler, creating that ripple effect through people's lives, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless others too. And guys, you've been a blessing in my life. Thank you so much for tuning in, for binging, for sharing with others. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement, because as I can create my ripple effect through you and teach you, it comes right back to me. So thank you so much, guys. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We got great blogs and we got the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free today. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So I've got a special guest here. And again, like this was a guest that I thought I had to really think about and think about you guys. And I realized this is such a unique topic that we don't often have on a show like this that I knew we had to have it. So my guest today is Ron Kamen. He is the CEO of Earthkind Energy Consulting, and he's also the host of the awesome Earthkind podcast. Ron's life mission is to power everyday people, just like you guys, to make clean energy transitions to reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. For the last 3 decades, even more than 3 decades, he has energized communities, governments, nonprofits, and businesses to take their next step to increase energy efficiency and use renewable energy. And now he's building an online community of awesome Earthkind people ready to go clean and save green. Therefore, we got here on their show, Ron Kamen. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be on the Money Show with you. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. So give us a background. I mean, like 3 decades, like what got you into this? I mean, 3 decades, I mean, you did this before you even got really popular, right? Like You're more of a kind of a front runner in this category. So what led you down this path?
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride. I went to school for accounting and management. So I got the accounting degree, which was great. But I realized that wasn't really cut out to sit in a dark room and just count the pennies and try to figure out this and that. And I did some graduate work in system science and came out of it realizing, you know, there's a lot more to life than meets the eye. And I got to figure out my role in it and what really is going to float my boat and get me energized. And it wound up that working with people was where I decided really made me go. And I wound up getting a job working as a community person on energy issues, sitting around a table with a bunch of working people, fixed income seniors, and talking with them about their concerns. And their concerns at that point was energy, because energy prices were going through the ceiling. They were phasing in the nuclear power plants. Energy that was supposed to be too cheap to meter wound up raising rates 25%, 18% year after year. And these fixed income seniors were literally shutting down chunks of their home because they couldn't afford to heat and eat. So I worked first with a few people, the dozens, then hundreds, then thousands. We wound up passing legislation and policies, putting caps on the consumer cost of some of these overruns. And I realized that energy and then energy and the environment was the place for me. I spent a decade working on policy issues, so I got to be really familiar with how energy policy sets in place the programs. Those programs provide incentives and different ways of structuring deals. And then for about 20 years now, I've been doing projects with all different kinds of people, helping them figure out, hey, I'd like to save some money on energy, my electricity costs, my heating costs, my transportation fuel costs, they're really expensive. What can I do? How can I lower those costs, get a decent return on my investment, and also have a positive impact on the environment? So it's win, 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 and win all the way down the line. And
yeah,
it's been a blast. I'll tell you, it's been a great time.
Absolutely. Well, I know we have a lot of guests here that are conservative people, which we love to conserve.
Like, I love to conserve. Absolutely. Conserve.
Conserve. We want to conserve it all. You know, yeah. And also I teach a lot about stewardship on the show, right? Like being a wise steward of all the resources you have. So tell us, like, why do you feel this is so important today? Like, why do you feel this is something that people need now more than ever?
So a bunch of different things. First, when you take a look at your cost and your expenses, definitely energy is a significant expense for most of us, whether it's
the
electricity that we're consuming or the heating and cooling that we're doing or the transportation that we're having. Those three sources are the keys of energy. And when you take a look at the environmental impacts of that, and like I said, you've got a conservative place, it doesn't conserve when we're strip mining and ripping up the planet to get whatever substances we want out of it. So that's not really conservation. It's kind of anti-conservation, actually. And the interesting thing is that you actually, when you take a look now, and you can look at the science, but I'm a scientist actually myself, and you know, you take a look at the numbers, it's pretty clear the 7 billion humans on this planet, we're emitting a lot of different types of substances into the air and into the environment, and we're having an impact. And so you take a look at those extreme weather events that we're causing as human beings, and you take a look at the impacts on the Earth, and you realize that, you know what, there's 1,000 times more energy than we need just in the living here on this planet, between the sun, the air, the water, and the energy that's in the Earth, we have 1,000 times more energy we can get. And the coolest thing, the neatest thing about it is that the prices now, the technology's evolved, the prices have come down, so the cheapest source of power in most places now is actually from those renewables. In various parts of the country, people have hydropower, right? So hydro is a really cheap form. Basically, you put in the infrastructure, the water flows, you get free energy.
Right.
Texas, one of the most conservative states, realized that the same thing was true when they built wind farms. They have the most wind of anywhere in the country now, and that's the cheapest source of power in Texas.
That's right.
And then everywhere now, solar has become just so cost-effective. The price has come down over 99% in the last 20 years. So when you start taking a look, wait a second, I could save money with these technologies. I can structure deals so that I'm cash flow positive from day one, and it has a positive impact, and I can feel good and leave a legacy for my kids and do something that's great for the future. Boy, how great is that?
Yeah. And I know the technologies even get better on solar power. Like, one big thing that my wife and I were looking at is, do we have a way to build a power generator, like, or even store and reserve power? And the technology is still coming out with certain companies over others. But it's kind of cool because they're like, yeah, we're probably 1-2 years away from creating this technology to do this and this. I'm like, you're creating the perfect scenario here. Like, this is what we all want. And I know for me, I would personally like to have that more self-reliance, that ability to be able, like you said, like, one, do something that actually is already here in the Earth. I believe that we have an abundance of resources, abundance of everything. But if you can see it, right, if you can create it and that sort of thing. And really, that's what you're talking about here is, hey, the abundance is all around us. The energy is already here. We don't have to go and rely on somebody we have to pay buku bucks for that the governments, whenever the government tries to take control of something, they create a monopoly. That's the best way to make something more expensive is put the government controls on it. So it's nice to have something like this where it's getting away from that and it gets cheaper. You get to actually get cost effective. So how does somebody go about trying to figure out how this would work for them? I mean, because we got people, a lot of them are in the United States. We got people all over the world. How do we make this work?
Yeah, you do need to customize it. Each of us is kind of on this spectrum, right? So everyone needs to take a look at where you are, where you live, what kind of programs are available, what your cost of energy is, what your pain points are, how much do you spend on electricity versus heating and cooling versus transportation. So each of us needs to develop our own program. And that's partially actually why we started the podcast and why I run now these groups of people who sign up for kind of a masterclass, right? It's, it's an initial exposure to a system that I've developed over the last 30 years, the awesome Earth Kind energy system, which takes them step by step through an analysis, analyze what your costs are, what the opportunities are, how to put things together, some strategies then, look at the tax benefits, the incentives from the local utilities, take a look at what your goals are, where you're going to go first, where you're going to go next. So analyze, strategize, and then energize and put that thing into place. And what you're talking about is exactly right. So when you take a look at the renewables, the thing that was always the kind of Achilles heel was the sun's not always shining, the wind's not always blowing, can't always count on the water flowing, so you need to have some sort of storage. And the fascinating thing is that the storage prices have come down so dramatic. The battery storage prices now are so dramatically less than they were, partially because guys like Tesla, Elon Musk and Tesla took that on and created electric vehicles and then beefed that up. But the fascinating thing to me that's happening next year, which is less than 1 year away now, is that there's these electric cars, right, that are there. So first, there's an electric car for pretty much no matter what you drive, is that company has an electric model now. And everyone from Ford and Honda and Toyota and Nissan and just about everybody, BMW on the top end, Porsche, everybody has electric vehicles, which is fascinating because that's definitely driving the market. The thing about those electric vehicles, they have so much power in them. And here's a statistic. Right now, battery storage has been going gangbusters across the country. There's a massive amounts of investment in battery storage. The cheapest source of energy right now, electricity out in the West, is solar with battery storage. It's the cheapest form of electricity in the country right now because battery prices have gone down and it's solar on demand. The sun shines, you charge your batteries, you discharge it when you need it, and that's exactly where everything's going. These cars, though, if you take a look at all the storage in the country, stationary storage, the Nissan Leaf is the only car in the country right now. Next year, there'll be a few others, but there's the only car in the country right now that can both charge and then discharge. So it's two-way flow of that energy, right? So if you take a Nissan Leaf, and next year with the hardware and software you'll be able to buy commercially, you could hook it up to your house. You can run your house for 5 days off of your electric car.
Wow.
Right? So think about that. Is that like pretty amazing? So now you got storage that's mobile, it gets you from here to there, and you can run your house off of it. So if the grid goes down, now you've got that battery capability in your vehicle that you don't have to worry so much. So that's where microgrids and this whole technology is going. Just like we went from big supercomputers where the power that you and I have now that's in our smartphones, that power, they had less power when they took people to the moon in the Apollo rocket ships, right? So that's how much power we've got in our hands. And that's the same thing that's happening with energy right now, is that it's going to be decentralized. The costs are coming down. It's solid-state technology. And it's just really fascinating where we are. People don't realize that there's a good financial investment to be had today for themselves in their own facilities, whether it's with solar in some places or community solar or community wind power or investing in their heating and cooling systems by upgrading to heat pumps. People don't realize what a heat pump is, right? So did you know you have a heat pump? Everybody's got a heat pump. If you got an air conditioner, you got a heat pump. If you got a refrigerator or a freezer, you got a heat pump. Those are heat pumps. And the only difference between an air source heat pump and that is that during the winter, an air source heat pump flips a switch, and instead of taking heat out of your house and putting cold air in, it takes the heat out of the air down to minus 15 and puts warm air in.
Right.
And if you drill into the ground geothermal heat, especially on new construction, geothermal heat with the footprint right under a building can carry up to 30 stories with just a 500-foot wells.
Wow.
So there's multifamily buildings that are going in now where they're under those buildings when they're mobilizing people, they're digging the foundation, they're putting holes under these buildings, drilling down, using the heat of the earth. Now you got 50, 55 degrees temperature. You don't have to do much to cool if you got 55 degrees temperature that you're just throwing a fluid down and bring it up. And if you have to heat, you're only going up 15 or 20 degrees. So it's a great, very energy efficient technology that has outstanding returns on investments. And there's third parties that'll put it in. So if you don't have the capital, you can't take the tax benefits, which are substantial. You don't have local utility incentives. There's third parties that'll put it in because they're getting a return on their investment. And this is happening across the board. It's really amazing.
Yeah. I think that's fascinating too, because talking about just the ability to use what's already there. And you bring up the Nissan Leaf is a great example too, where most vehicles are considered a consumption type product. You know, for example, like again, we live on top of a mountain. So we always worry about what if power goes out? What if we get snowed in? You know, like even if we've got four-wheel drive and Blizzak tires in the winter, even if we got everything we need, supposedly, what if that just things shut down? And my wife says, Chris, you cannot drive with the gasoline on quarter tank. You got to make sure it's always full, because who's to say we're not going to get stuck and there won't be any gasoline. But what you're saying there is kill two birds with one stone. One, you've got energy in a vehicle, regardless if you have gasoline or not. But two, it can even power your own house. for days. In fact, here in Salt Lake City recently, we actually had hurricane force winds blow through. Didn't hit us at all, which is ironic. We're on a mountaintop, but it missed us. But Salt Lake City was devastated with 100 plus mile per hour winds. Some places were without power anywhere from 3 to 5 days, which is exactly what a little Nissan, and those Leafs are not humongous.
No, they're teeny, and it is. It's like they're the first wave of stuff, but everybody else is coming along too. So As these vehicles get more powerful, more energy in them, there's going to be that opportunity to do even longer and better and more of that. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible times.
I mentioned the BMW. I was surprised it had as much power as it did, being kind of a hybrid, right?
Yeah. So a lot of companies went to this plug-in hybrid model where they got a battery that, for instance, my wife and I also have a Chevy Bolt, and the Bolt goes 50 miles on a charge. So 98% of most people's trips are less than 50 miles.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting statistic. Up in the mountains, it's probably a little bit different for you maybe, but most people in a day, they go less than 100 miles on the average. So for 98% of our travels, all Americans' travels, you can have an electric car today, plug it into your garage overnight. That's all you need. Boom, you go out, you come back, and you got the ability to get 200 miles in a charge overnight, just plugging it into a regular wall socket. If you get a 220 volt, which is what an electric dryer is or your electric stove is, then you can charge it up in 5 or 6 hours. You get all the power. But for 98% of us, we could just plug it into our garage, do our trips, come back, and we got all the energy, all the fuel, and no maintenance, no oil charges, no oil changes, no transmission fluid. And with the incentives that are out there, you can actually buy them for about the same price as a gas vehicle.
Right.
So already the technology and the cost are here, and what's happening is it's only getting better.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting from this conversation too, is that it's just getting better and better and making more sense. It's almost like when my wife and I, we buy organic foods. At first people say, that's too expensive. I'm like, well, the truth is, we consider the health benefits and everything else, is it?
So that's another thing, right? So one of the things I did a show with some folks that were focusing specifically on energy efficient lighting, right? So in commercial buildings in particular, energy efficient lighting is a big cost, right? When you take a look at it, and part of the cost for all of us is that an incandescent light bulb, when you know the reason you burn your hand when you touch an incandescent light bulb is because 90% of the energy is producing heat, not light.
Right.
So energy efficient lighting, LED light emitting diodes, are 90% more efficient. So they mostly produce light with very little heat. And that's a great thing. So I was doing a show with some guys on LED lighting, and they were then talking about UV lighting and the impact on COVID, because UV lighting knocks down COVID, which is great, right? Knocks down COVID and pathogens, and they use it in hospitals all the time. Mm-hmm. And they put it in heating and air conditioning systems so that as the air flows by, the UV lighting knocks out whatever's flowing by, right? So it's a great technology, good thing. Hospitals have been doing it, a bunch of folks doing it for a long time. But then they were talking about this new technology that's also out there, which is another step beyond UV lighting, which is called needlepoint bipolar ionization. So what that is, it's an ion process, and it sets out ions. And ions are a natural thing. There's positive and negative ions. When you go to a waterfalls and you get that really great sort of smell and sense of just wonderful air, that's a lot of ions in the air. Normally in most places, it's like 1,000, 1,200 parts of ions in the atmosphere. When you're in a building, it goes down to about 100 because of the way all our systems are taking out ions.
Right.
So this ionization process, it goes into your air handler. So it goes in and it puts ions out. They only last a certain amount of time, but they go out into the air and they attach onto the hydrogen pieces of COVID and other pathogens, other viruses, other bacteria and mold and mildew.
Yeah.
And it kills it. In 30 minutes, it wipes out 99% of COVID.
Wow.
Right. So now you have a technology that like is better for your air. It's better for your air quality. It's better for your health. It also helps your air conditioning system work better because air conditioning systems could any kind of conditioning system, whether it's forced hot air or cold air conditioning, those conditioning systems build up from a bunch of different things. So it actually knocks out all the buildup on them, runs more efficiently. You save energy, you save money, and the health impacts. I mean, what would we pay not to get COVID, not to get some pathogen, not to get sick? Right. So the priceless benefits are even better than the health benefits are even better than the energy and the environmental benefits. So you add it all up. Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing time.
I love it, man. Well, this has been great stuff, man. There's a wealth of information here, I can tell. If people want to go deeper down this rabbit hole, right, or they want to learn more or learn more about you, what would be the best way they can do that?
Best way is come to awesomeearthkind.com. That's our website, AWESOME, Awesome Earthkind, EARTHKIND. And the awesome is for the air, water, earth, and sun, the forces of nature that we stand in awe of. And then you and me, the 7 billion of us on this planet, are this other force of nature. We're the fifth element, and that's all you, women and mankind, all EarthKind. So awesomeearthkind.com. There's the podcast on all your major platforms. But come to the website, and also we have regular webinars where we go through the system. We give people free energy-saving tips, some of which we talked about, other ones that we do in this 90-minute free webinar. And at the end of which, you'll find out about our structure and how the system works, and if you wanted to do something yourself, how you can customize it for your particular purposes, and we could talk and see if we might be able to help you out in any particular customization phase. But really, the first step is this, is that, look, you can save money, save energy, have a positive impact on the environment, and leave a legacy for your grandchildren. So take a look at it. Do it, whether you do it with me, do it with whoever. Just take that step, because the returns are 10 and 25% in investment, depending on your situation and what you're doing. If you're new construction, it's a no-brainer. You'll be able to save money within a couple of years and have then an energy-free, cost-free building, which would be great.
Yeah.
And hey, do the right thing and leave a legacy.
I love it, Ron. Hey, appreciate it so much.
Thank you,
everybody.
Chris.
You know, this is good stuff. You know, like, this is really about us as being the best stewards we can possibly be. This is about us, like you said, creating a legacy, right? Creating something that goes beyond us, and that's what it is means to be a rippler. Not only is this about making a lot of money, although you can create savings too, obviously, but it's about creating something more, something that's amazing, leaving this earth better than how we saw it or how we came to it in the first place. So guys, that's my challenge to you, is make it great. Make your life amazing. Leave a great footprint, not just a carbon one, but a great footprint on this planet. Go make a prosperous and special week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.